Quick 2 hours, maybe the quickest 2 hours in radio, I'm not sure, but noon to 2, Monday through Friday, it's Focus with Paul W. Smith and the team, Mike Parsons, Daniel Mason, Rich Luzinski, Kelsey Phillips in the training chair today, and thank you, Kelsey, for your help today. We've got relentless positive radio, that's what we do all the time, and we continue to do it with Dr. Frank Richter, PhD, former advisor to Saudi Arabia on Mideast terrorism, Iran, and Israel. And he's here to tell us what he knows is going on in Geneva, where the U.S. and Iran are holding talks and trying to avoid a war. At least that's what I hope they're doing. Dr. Richter, welcome back. Paul W. here. What do you say?
I say it's crunch time. There's very little time before war may be possible. We have two aircraft carrier groups in the region. The United States only has 11 aircraft carrier groups in the world, and about five or six are on station ready to fight at any one time. And two of those five are in the Middle East. 40% of America's naval and air forces in the area are there. So it's serious business right now.
We are not given, at least in the stories that we hear, and that's all we're privy to is what's in the national media, but we don't get the impression that the talks are going so well, meaning we don't get the impression that Iran, resuming nuclear talks or not, is in a hurry to give up their nuclear capability. They say, why can't we have it? You guys have it.
Well, that's right. One thing people don't realize is we have nine nuclear powers in the world, but there are five or six other countries in the world, like Japan and Germany, Netherlands, that have the right to enrich uranium. They enrich it, not to bomb level status. But Iran wants that same thing, and another couple of countries are Brazil and Argentina for years. They enrich, and they have a right to enrich. Iran wants the same thing. That's why Iran thinks that America is being hypocritical and saying no enrichment whatsoever for Iran at any level.
This is your business, Dr. Frank Richter, doing what you've done for many, many years. What does this mean when it says U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and, of course, President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, have been negotiating indirectly with Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi? What does that mean, negotiating indirectly?
Indirectly means they are not in the same room. They're down the hall. And the foreign minister of Oman, which is a country in the region, is in Geneva, and he's walking down the hall between the two groups. They're not
Isn't that kind of ridiculous at this point?
It is, but you remember during the Vietnam War and the peace talks in Paris, for weeks they were arguing over this over the table, if it's going to be oval or long, or who's going to be seated where, the Viet Cong, or it's going to be there or not, or whether just the North Vietnamese. These are all signals that they're sending to the other side to say, look, I'm entrenched, and you better be the one to change. I'm not even willing to give you the benefit of the doubt on the size or shape of the table.
Man, that's crazy. These are the adults in charge. The biggest U.S. military deployment in the Middle East since the invasion of Iraq in 2003, which you can well imagine is raising fears of a wider regional conflict. And where do you put that? If it on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 we're definitely going into Iran and engaging in war, 1 that we're not at all, where would you put it with your experience, Dr. Richter?
Well, I'd put it up there to a 7 or 8 out of 10. But the United States is concerned that if a war breaks out there, we may run out of ammunition in about a week. So that's a major problem as well. But I think both sides could come to an agreement pretty soon, because if they don't and you have a situation where the Strait of Hormuz is shut down and 20% of the world's oil, liquefied natural gas goes through that strait, oil prices could go up. That would be great for Vladimir Putin, who supports his army with higher oil prices, but it wouldn't be good for Donald Trump, who's facing a midterm election later this year. You don't want to see that.
Thank you much, Dr. Frank Richter, a former advisor to Saudi Arabia and other stories like this. He's been around a long time. Jack Hughes gets that hero's welcome in his NHL return. He welcomes Paige Thompson to the ice. It was beautiful to see. Starting at 4 o'clock, album in the afternoon, Radiothon kicks off. It's the 39th annual Bed and Bread Club Radiothon, and then we got all of our guys in there tomorrow. It'll be great. Coming up next, JR Afternoon with Ryan Armani. Good Lord willing, I'll talk to you Monday. Regards, Paul W. Smith.